Hello and welcome to the Every Child, Every Day podcast. I'm your host, Rob Arnold, Superintendent of Amherst County Public Schools. During the time that we are under the governor's stay-at-home order, I thought it would be important to provide some very specific advice to students and parents regarding different aspects of the coronavirus. On our last two shows, we've discussed how these unprecedented times impact our emotional health, and we also talked to the epidemiologist at the Virginia Department of Health about safety precautions needed during this time. Today, we're going to talk to two Amherst County Public School teachers about staying active and physically fit during the pandemic. Please join us. Joining us today is the Amherst Elementary School PE teacher, Aaron Calhoun, and Amherst County High School Strength and Conditioning Coach, Kevin Christmas. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So let's start, Aaron, with you. Let's talk a little bit about why physical fitness is so important in general, but especially while we're all kind of staying at home and kind of cooped up inside.
Absolutely. Well, we know that physical activity increases our energy level and, of course, helps us to stay healthy in general. But we also know there's so many studies that have shown that physical activity will also help us cope with stress, anxiety, and depression. In this particular time, we have more time than we ever have before of having opportunities to sit in front of a computer, sit on our couches watching TV. So it gives us another chance to get up, and it helps us to stay motivated.
Yeah, one of the things, we talked a couple weeks ago with the school psychologist, and we did talk about emotional health, and they kind of talked a little bit about being active, and so to help with the emotional health as well, we're gonna talk about what our students can do at home, whether it's indoors or outdoors. So, Aaron, I'm going to start with elementary age students. What are some fitness ideas for parents that elementary age students can follow? And that could be either indoors in a very tight space, or it could be outdoors. So what would you recommend to parents?
Well, I know that we have put in a lot of work over the last few weeks doing our at-home learning plans. So those are going to be coming out shortly. So we have those. We also have kids can take the dogs for a walk or playing games out in the yard. We also are doing, at our home, we all get together and we do a workout together. So we have lots of different options. Even as simple as getting a deck of cards, and for every heart you do jumping jacks. And so you flip the card, and whatever card you flip over, you do whatever exercise you put onto that activity.
Any amount of time that you would recommend, or just anything you can do?
Anything that you can do, but we try to get at least 30 minutes of physical activity every day. Obviously, more is better.
So would you recommend, so what I have advised parents to do, with all students, is to set up a routine. And so, we've talked about making sure that students get up at the same time every day. You can start the day with coursework, do some of your classwork, and then maybe eat, do more coursework, or put physical fitness somewhere in there. Would you recommend that kind of as a break in between, or at the end, at the beginning, or does it make any difference?
Well, I think it kind of depends on the dynamics of your own family. You don't want to overdo to make it something that the kids are dreading doing.
Right.
Or you yourself are dreading to do. I know that in our house, we plan every morning, we have set a schedule, and we get up at the same time, we eat breakfast, we have a morning workout time that we take the dog for a walk or do something outside. then we go through morning work and have lunch, and then in the afternoons we have another outside kind of a recess time, and then finally when my husband gets home from work, we do a full CrossFit workout.
Okay.
So we're putting it up, we do three times a day just because it breaks up the day.
Yeah.
But you just figure out what works best for you and your family to keep you motivated.
Okay, yeah. So, all right, Coach Christmas, can we talk a little bit about the older students, so teenagers, what are some fitness ideas for them?
Yeah, so in 2020 with all of our social media tools, I think the opportunities really are endless, even with very little or no equipment available. I've encouraged a lot of my football players, for example, to follow Coach Sinclair. He's the strength and conditioning coordinator for University of Georgia football. Encourage them to follow him on Twitter and Instagram because every single day he will post an at-home bodyweight workout that you can do at home with zero equipment. Every now and then he may pull into account, you know, a wheelbarrow or something like that, but always gives alternates. So I think that's really helpful because it's just put out right in front of them and they don't have to really plan out their own exercises, but they have something they can follow along with right there. I also have sent out several weeks of typed workouts to my students through the flash drives that I've heard from several of them. They've been enjoying those. And also in the next week or so, I'm going to begin hosting some live at home workouts for them with Google Meet. So that way that they actually have, you know, one thing, a video is cool, but I think it makes it a little more interesting for them if they can follow along with somebody and kind of compete with their coach or with other students, and they're all seeing each other do that together and at the same time in their own houses.
So,
go ahead.
Yeah, you keep going. Sorry.
I think that will be helpful for them as far as motivation and just keeping things different, I guess, a lot of variety.
Yeah, so you're talking a little bit towards the athlete and the students that are in your strength courses. How about the students that are maybe not that advanced? You know, because you're talking about, you know, college fitness programs and those kinds of things. How about those that just, I mean, we just need them to be active. You know, what are some things that you would suggest?
Right. So as far as that's concerned, there are several resources out there that will give workouts for free that are made for any level of individual. And again, I know that I'd mentioned, you know, following Coach Sinclair before, and yes, he's a college strength and conditioning coach. However, he does gear these, and that's what, this is what most of these people are doing at this point. They will gear these workouts towards any level of physically literate individual. So they'll say, here's your workout, and here's your adjustment, or here's your modification, or here's how you make it a little bit tougher. So I think that that's one thing that the virtual fitness industry has done a good job of since this has begun, this pandemic, is giving a lot of alternatives that you can do to kind of accommodate for any various skill level.
Okay. So, Aaron, can we circle back around? Because Coach Christmas has talked a little bit about the resources that are available. Are there resources out there that speak more to elementary age students?
Absolutely. I know that in the next couple of weeks, I am rolling out, also doing Google Meets with my students. We're going to be meeting twice a week, as well as this endless opportunities on YouTube with the help of their parents, helping them get on and find things that are appropriate, such as Cosmic Kids, Yoga with Adrian. Twitter is there's a huge physical education community that we work with each other really well. And they have created hashtag HPE at home. Okay. And it's PE teachers across the county that are uploading videos and exercises and workouts that we can all do together. I know that I work out with my CrossFit group, which is right here in Madison Heights. So one of our PE teachers, Lorna Jackson, owns the CrossFit Madison Heights facility. And so she's been streaming with us in the mornings. And so I know that I plan to bring some of those things over with my students with Google Meet as well.
Okay. And so for both of you, though, you did mention, so our students that don't have internet access or, you know, they're not really reliable, you both have, and all of our PE teachers for that matter, when April 17th comes and everybody gets their new learning packets, there'll be things in there for them to do?
Yes. I also had them in the original flash drive that went home as well.
Good.
There were many opportunities that could be pulled from there as well.
Okay, so we would encourage parents to kind of make sure that you don't miss that. I mean, because, you know, we're going to really encourage you parents and the students to keep up with their, you know, their academic work. But this is as important as that because, as you guys said, it is important to, number one, be healthy. But number two, being healthy and active really get you motivated. It allows you, I guess, to stay in a better place emotionally. And so those are all very important. And one of the things I think that's important for parents to understand, when the governor put in his stay-at-home order, things he did talk about that he wants people to continue to do, and we don't want to forget that our governor is a medical professional, and so he really stressed the importance of exercise and getting outside to exercise and to move around. So I think if you think that the stay-at-home orders mean, you know, you need to stay inside and sit on the couch, I don't think that was what was necessarily intended.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are there any things that kind of we might have missed in the conversation that you wanted to kind of share with folks, either one of you?
I don't think so.
How about you, Kevin?
No, I mean, I would just encourage students and parents to look into various resources that they can use. And again, the flash drives being number one, because whether we have internet access or we don't, that's already right there in their hand, and we've got plenty of resources there for them. But I would encourage them just to tie in a little variation if they do have access to internet, is to look up things like Fitness Blender or Nike Training Club and MyFitnessPal and those sorts of resources that will help them, you know, track their nutrition or their running or give them workouts to do and that sort of thing. Because at the end of the day, I think the more variation you have, the more likely you are to stay consistent with your fitness routine.
Yeah. And so how about with, I mean, so Erin was talking earlier about her own family and doing it together as a family, I guess. If you have that, you know, because they say that, you know, being physically active and doing workout programs, it's a lot easier when you have kind of that social accountability. You know, so how would you encourage that? I mean, I think you talked, Kevin, a little bit about either the competition aspect of it that you're doing with your classes.
So, yeah, that would be a great way is to, you know, use Google Meet and be virtual and that sort of thing. However, again, if you don't have access to internet in order to do those sorts of things, I think it's important to be able to find somebody in your household, whether it is your entire family that's participating or your brother or uncle or whoever it may be, that you know will be willing to be consistent in doing these programs with you so that you can, you know, I hate to even use the term compete because it seems like that's all you want to do is just beat the other person.
Right.
But it is to some effect a competition, even in a friendly sense. You are enjoying it more when you're trying to one up each other and, you know, throw shots at each other and that sort of thing.
So, yeah, that's a good thing. And I think all the advice that you guys are given, it's not only for students. We're talking about adults as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know I continue to encourage our parents, especially with the little guys. They are so influenced by what their parents do, both whether it's with what they're eating or the way that they're being active. And so I encourage my parents as much as possible, do the activities with your kids. When I start doing Google Meets, I would love for the parents to join in and do what they can. it's motivation for them as well as the kids that are with them.
Yeah, and you touched on another thing. The thing that I've heard from so many people is that how much is particularly adults, though, that people are eating because they're bored. Do you guys have any advice for avoiding that? I didn't prep you on this one, but it just occurred to me that this might be a good time to talk about it for all the parents out there.
We've touched on having a regular schedule and routine, you know, trying to have them wake up at the same time every day. And this is when you're going to do this work, and this is when we're going to do fitness. And I think just as importantly, it's important to schedule. All right, well, we're going to have, you know, our breakfast at this time, and then lunch and a midday snack, and then we'll have dinner at this time. I think that can discourage the eating because you're bored,
right?
Because you do have that set time aside where maybe not even just you eating and following that schedule, but everybody together as a unit.
Yeah. Well, all good advice for any aged human being during this time. I want to thank you guys. I know you're both very active in keeping this this community active, and your students, and I want to thank you for that, and I want to thank you for taking your time to join us today.
Yeah, absolutely.
No problem. And so to the listeners, I think this is great advice. You know, we've had a lot of good advice in the last several weeks about how to handle this pandemic, how to handle being at home an extended period of time. So we hope that you're finding these shows meaningful to you. So until next week, I hope that everybody stays safe and have a great day.